could even finish today and there's no cake for a siyum. So I'll go slow. And go slow. We can make a siyum tomorrow when we start, whenever we're starting. I don't know, we'll see. Okay. You guys have to think about what you want to do next. I'm not quite clear. Shtei brochas tiknu lanu chazal al mo'iri machayim. On the events that happened to us in life, chazal were mesakin two brochas. Ala toivu umevarech baruch atov ameitiv. We all know that good things you say, Baruch Atod Vameitiv, and on not good things we say, Baruch Dayna Emes. V'dacheinu yisfari sheinim boifin abom. So how do you understand this? Kasher anoga hi anoga samishpat, the Kodesh Baruch Hu meitiv liudi al pi maisot, v'umayli le Kodesh Baruch Hu mevarech ato al kach. In the world of anoga samishpat, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu bestows goodness on a Jew, according to his deed, as he says, thank you to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he makes a bracha. Lu mezoy salar ra, mevarach dayna emes. V'nishal es hashala, ra hi toive gedoyle vatsuma. Anybody that's been learning here and has been paying attention knows that the bad is the best thing that could happen to us. It's good.
So why two brachas?
U'madua lo yevarach, atova meitiv, gam aleya. Make bruch toiv meitiv. Kesheim shemavachin ala ra, kein ala toiv, kein vavachin ala ra. It's my foolish Mishnah. In the same way that you made a brocha on the good, make a brocha on the ra. Rashi says, besimcha, to simcha. So if it's a to simcha, because it's a to good, but make the same brocha. Why is the one called dan emes and the one called atov meitiv? Ela shaklal hui ve'deine bebrocha, zabroche lefi tam ha'maychel. Then, if you know this, but in Hilchos Brochas, we go after the tam, the dinim of tam ha-machal, the taste. Avraham kol hu toiva atzume v'nizgova le'ein shiur. Avada, everything's good. The good's good, the bad's good, the best. Ulam mikol mokam ha-tam ha-achshavi hu tam shel ra. What I'm feeling now and what I'm tasting now is a taste of ra. Ergesh poil v'ka'ev hu ka'ev. The feelings are feelings. And the pain is a pain. When he's in the pain, he needs to reinforce the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done him correctly. He's matzdik esadim. This is the right thing, I agree with it. Mitzad sheni, he's able to make the brocha besimcha. He can be mekabel the pain, he can be mekabel what he's going through. Because he knows it's all for the good. Which means, on the one hand, in the one pocket you have to have, this is sore, this is painful, there's a kwev. This is mar, it's bitter. Can't say it's not good. Can't say it's not good. But pain's pain, bitter's bitter. Mitzad sheni, he knows that kol tova, it's the best possible thing for him. You have a Jew goes into hospital, and they tell him that they can save his life. They can save his life. Well, it's going to be very painful. He's going to go through some treatment. It's going to be very painful, but afterwards he'll be fine. So when he's going through the pain's pain. The yisurim are yisurim. He's besimcha or not? He's besimcha because he knows the guy in the next bed doesn't have what he has. He's not in pain. He's not walking out of here. That's the maybe a marshal who lied to get in touch with these two contradictory feelings. How do you make the brocha on the bad the same as you made a brocha on the toiv? He's feeling pain, he's feeling suffering. The feelings are external feelings. In the hidden world, he has a conversation, he has a new language with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who chayes hargeishes ha'emes ki hu v'nei yechidish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kol yem kulu kadai v'hu loy. He knows he's living with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem loves him. Hashem's taking care of him. The whole world could die because of me. Therefore, kol tova. Ah, you're in pain. Nachinam, you're screaming in pain. But inside, he knows a kol tova. Vaday lo yiten lo oviv shebashmayim yisurim b'chdi. Hashem's not giving him unnecessary suffering. V'dayim ach v'rak l'man tovosa nitzchis. It's all for his eternal good. The kol tova. Hashem's the best doctor. He knows what we need. He knows this is the best treatment. The famous Marshall, it's a Marshall story, maybe true, I don't know. It's their polio, Yarachmala, that's love. Terrible. They've suffered from polio, whatever. There was two kids. And the doctor gave the mother instructions how to do the exercises and to manipulate the legs and to whatever, so the kid be able to walk one day. And it was enormously painful. Terrible, Yusurim. And the one mother mitgabed and she bit her lip and she did the exercises and that kid walked. And the other mother couldn't. She couldn't cause tzar like that to a child. She couldn't bring herself to hear the screams and whatever, so she didn't do it and the child never walked again. Not coming with tainas on anybody. I'm just trying to say that's what we're learning here. Mitzad echad this tzar. Mitzad sheni, inside, in my chayde yichud with Hashem. I know, I said, tovati, it's good for me. Good for me. Therefore, I can scream ze koev, I can scream ze yusurim, I can scream ze mar, but I never ever say it's bad because I know it's good. That's how you. Mushalev, I know some mishpat together with Longshan Yigud in this area. A klalo elehu shall pishte hanogus manig a kodesh bochu solom. A kodesh bochu is manig his world. According to these two hanhogas, these two conducts, harishoinehu hanhogas hamishpat, ilu hashniyo hanhogas hayichud, shtei hanhogas elu mashlimu zoyezu, they complement, they complete each other. Hanhogas hamishpat mechinu mevies adam lahanhogas hayichud, ilu hanhogas hayichud nitzreches kedei lechalo yisesara min ha'olam. You need hanhogas hamishpat to get to hanhogas hayichud. You need an Ogas HaYichud to wipe out evil from the world. The evil has to get so intense that there's no more Zchut Kiyum. Mikan nilmad ki godel hatzoros ve'yesurim hatzgabrim aleinu ba'eis achreina. You need to know that the incredible increase of suffering and evil that is increasing upon us in the final days, and the terrible tragedies Hashem Yishmo, and we've never heard stuff like this before. This is the final Nisoyin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us like he asked Avraham Avinu, please, I'm asking you, withstand the Nisoyin. He's asking us, please, hang in. To bring the world to its final fruition, and then we'll get the reward, the eternal reward. With all the difficulty, with all the pain, with all the sevel that the tzaddikim are suffering, with this enormous increase of evil, it's all in order to be able to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been wanting to do since he created the world, and that's to give the schar that he wants to give. V'scharam yehar b'yoyse godol migmul ma'aseim, and the reward will be much, much bigger than the payment for their deeds. V'az yehnike ki kol hara tachlis eletoy v'hoya Hashem echad u'shmo yechod, and that takes care also of the bread of shame, because there's no longer bread of shame anymore, because you earned it through the Yisurim.
I don't understand how we reconcile it. We can't reconcile it.
They're two stira.
They complement each other, but.
You have to find in your own life, you have to find ways The most poshut way of doing it is the mother who's doing the exercises with a screaming child. The Anhaga Samishpat is, there's a screaming child, yeah, there's pain, there's suffering, it's terrible. Anhaga Sayichud is, Zelatova, this child will walk one day. That's the most simple, basic beginnings of an understanding of a Shiduv of Anhaga Sayichud of Anhaga Samishpat. As I told you right at the beginning when we started this chapter, and by the way, if you've got kashas, you shouldn't be on this chapter came right at the end of a long, long journey. We've got kashas right at the beginning of the sefer, not just at the end. I told you, we live in Anhaga Samishpat, and you have to live in Anhaga Samishpat. That's where we make our lives. We're not kofetzing into Anhaga Sayichud. We don't live in Anhaga Sayichud. Anhaga Sayichud is there to tell you, Akol Tova. To remind you continually that this is not bad. It may be painful, it may be bitter, it may have a horrible taste. Avol ze lo ra ze tov. That's what Anhaga Sayichud is for us. On our level, that's what you use Anhaga Sayichud for. More than that, I wouldn't put my head into it, because some of the consequences of getting Anhaga Sayichud wrong is you'll come to start believing that the avers you do is what Hashem wanted in the first place. That's where you can go wrong, Yachas v'chalila. And then that can lead you to not doing tshuva, that can lead you to a whole bunch of stuff. Hashem says, we have to choose Chaim. We have to live in Anhaga Samishpat. Anhaga Sayichud, that's Hashem's problem. That's his world. He'll deal with it. I've got enough problems of my own. And his problems as well. That's how I deal with Anhaga Sayichud. It's a sugya you need to be aware of, because you'll encounter it along the way in the incorrect ways. And at least, yeah, you'll have kalim to know how to deal with it. But in Achinami, it's very much a sugya that was never megale. It was never revealed. People didn't know about it because they didn't need to know about it. Today we live in a world where there's so much evil and it's so bad, and the world's crumbling and fragmenting around us. It's hard to maintain your inner integrity. Very hard to maintain your own inner spiritual integrity when you live in a world that's fragmenting. Anhaga Sayichud enables you to at least maintain your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu intact. And that's why we need it today. But other than that, you're right. You put it away and carry on your life. The same way you don't lose sleep overnight about how there's din and rachamim in the world. There's foreknowledge and bechira. You learned the sugyas, you know, you went to Osamaik, went to Tavi, you dealt with the sugyas, whatever. You don't lose sleep over them anymore. I wouldn't lose sleep over this.
But it's not a mistake to try to understand everything. That means we have to know that we are not able to understand what is happening.
What we can't understand, we can't understand. What's Torah, we have a chiv to try and understand. According, yeah. Each according to his level can try and understand it. That's the nakuda. You have to do everything you can. You have to start and learn and try and understand what you can. What you can't understand, you can't understand.
But to accept that we cannot understand everything.
You have to be a very small person to think that you can understand everything. You have to be a very, very, very small person to think that the world is so small that you can understand everything. Of course you can't. It's infinite. A lot of people left Yiddishkeit because there's things that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Acher, the great famous Acher. If things don't make sense and things have to make sense and they don't make sense, so then this is rubbish. This is not for me. I'm out of here. Why do good things happen to bad people? Bad things happen to good people. All right, so it's all my, Either there's no God or God's bad. I mean, you start coming to ridiculous conclusions, Chas v'chalila. You have to know, I don't understand. A God that I can understand, I don't need. That's a Jew. Rebecca likes to tell the story about this guy that comes up to him on Shabbos one day, after the cholent. He said, I just don't understand Rabbi Lashev. So Rebecca said to him, that's a feature, not a bug. That's good news. The fact that you don't understand Rabbi Lashev, that's not bad news. That's good news. If you could understand Rabbi Lashev, we'd be in a lot of trouble. He with you, Pot belly of cholent, maybe learns an hour a day, and he doesn't understand Rabbi Lashev. Of course you don't understand it. Nachimami, you understand Hashem? Fine. So we have a chiv to understand what we can understand. You have to sit down, you have to open a Gemara, you have to start learning, and whatever you can understand, you understand, but you recognize that there's a lot more to understand than you'll ever understand, no matter how much you understand, there's more to understand than you understand. Of course. That's the nature of the infinite. So we try and understand what we can, and we try and make it practical, and we try and, we try and make the Torah relevant to ourselves, and at the end of the day, what you don't understand, that's why betochen is so critical. Because you have betonk and you understand what I don't understand. Fine, it's not my business. Hashem's dealing with it. But it's not my problem. You get on doing what you're supposed to do. If you're always worrying about all the other things that are not yours, so then you can never get on and do what you're supposed to do. At the same time, you can't just back and say, oh, well, no one understands anything, so I'm just going to carry on living a life of ignorance. Chas v'chalila. Bits of Talmud Torah. You have to try and understand and learn and break your head open and omul b'Torah to understand whatever you can. Pizchelu Pesach kechudosh shalmachet ve'eftach lechem Pesach ke'ulam. More or less, that's the quote. Open for me a pinprick, Hashem says, and open for you big gates. You make an effort to understand a small piece of Hashem, and then Hashem opens up big understandings. We all experience that. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You make a little effort, you try, you work, whatever, suddenly you understand things you never understood. That's okay, what are we starting? What are we doing?
What are the options?
Good question. Okay, so one option is to start again from the beginning, yeah? That's one option. Second option is to do Vice Yehudi.